Deculo, the rise of ISIS, the president to speak on the issue tonight.
Live from Washington, D.C., Jay Sekulo Live.
What I see, where I stand, I can't begin to comprehend.
The next phase is now to start going on some offense. We have to get an Iraqi government in place, and I'm optimistic that next week we should be able to get that done. And I will then meet with congressional leaders on Tuesday, on Wednesday. I'll make a speech and describe what our game plans are going to be going forward.
Long way from when you described them as a JV team. Was that bad intelligence or your misjudgment?
Keep in mind, I wasn't specifically referring to ISIL. I've said that regionally, there were a whole series of organizations that were focused primarily locally, weren't focused on the homeland, because I think a lot of us, when we think about terrorism, the model is Osama bin Laden and 9/11. And the point that I was...
You don't believe these people?
Not yet, but they can evolve.
I can't stand to see this evil anymore.
Phone lines are open for your questions right now. Call 1-800-684-3110.
I can't stand to see this evil anymore.
ISIL claims to be fighting on behalf of Islam, but the fact is that its hateful ideology has nothing to do with Islam. ISIL is a manifestation of evil, a vicious terrorist organization, and it is a organization that achieves its goals only through violence, repression, and destruction. There is literally no place for their barbarity in the modern world.
And now, Chief Counsel for the American Center for Law and Justice, Jay Sekulo.
Everyone, you know, that was you heard from Secretary of State Kerry just there, said this has nothing to do with Islam. Tell that to Khalif Ibrahim, that this has nothing to do with Islam. And then I'm getting a CNN news alert. We'll just put this up in our chat here, that quote, the president is going to be asking Congress for authority to arm moderate Syrian opposition forces to fight ISIS. That might have worked about a year ago. You'd be better off giving the money to Assad at this point. What is he talking about? This is a threat of unbelievable proportions, and we're the JV team. I mean, the president has assembled the JV team. We're taking your phone calls at 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110 if you want to talk to us on air. Phone lines are already jamming up. Let me go first to Washington, then to David here with me at the Media Center. Jordan, reaction on this. It's an unbelievable statement coming out of the White House.
That's right. This idea, those moderate rebels would be Sunni Muslims like ISIS. They come from the Sunni Islamic background. So we would then be casting our lot with those one who spawned ISIS. You know, ISIS came out of those rebel groups, and there are moderate elements of it that, of course, are at odds with ISIS. But they were fighting Shia Muslims. Now we're going to expect, again, Sunni Muslims to take care of Sunni Muslim extremists for us. I mean, that's a lot of trust with a group that they have been unwilling to work with for years now.
Yeah, and David, you said something right before we went on air that kind of sums it all up. And this is, we're going to give them money and we're going to train the troops that.
Look, it was the moderate rebels that sold the journalist Stephen Sotloff to ISIS. They sold him to ISIS for $50,000.
So the group we're going to fund sold off an American journalist who gets beheaded by ISIS or their affiliated organizations. They're all the same here. This is why, I'll tell you something, folks, we made some real headway yesterday with this book, Rise of ISIS, A Threat We Can't Ignore. Here's what we want you to do. Go to riseofisis.com. You can buy the book on Amazon, Apple, or Barnes & Noble. It's also now available for pre-order in paperback. We want to be on the top of that New York Times list. Jordan's going to talk about that. Jordan, tell everybody really quickly why we need to do that.
Well, you know, it's just like any other campaign, folks, to draw attention. It forces those editors and the staff, the New York Times, the book review people, to read this book, to review the book. They'll have to put their eyes to paper and check what we've written out. So we can actually, in a sense, force the hands of New York Times, the major newspapers around the country like Washington Post, get the book Amazon, Barnes & Noble, or on iBooks through iTunes. You can get it right now.
No, I can't stand this evil anymore.
It's the greatest jihadist threat the world has ever seen. ISIS, the Islamic State, is launching a worldwide attack. Their strategy? Beheadings, crucifixions, mass executions, and a wave of anti-Christian abuse that's been called the worst religious persecution since the Holocaust. In a new book, ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow and his Law of War team examine the rise of ISIS, how this terrorist group fits within the world of other groups, and more importantly, what can be done about it. Also included, a powerful new song, Where I Stand, by the Jay Sekulow Band. It's called The Rise of ISIS, a must-read as America faces new and dangerous threats. Help us sound the alarm. We must get the nation's attention, the government's attention. Help us spread the word. Buy the book, read it, and tell your friends. You can order the book right now online at riseofisis.com. That's riseofisis.com. Order now.
This is Jay Sekulow, Chief Counsel for the ACLJ. The battle to defend our religious freedom is being fought in courtrooms at the highest level. The need for exceptionally trained lawyers to protect our future is vital. Regent University School of Law is the nation's preeminent Christian law program for anyone considering a career in law today. ABA-accredited Regent Law ranks top 10 in the nation in faculty, according to the Princeton Review. With over 66 awards, Regent also placed in the top two in the Oxford University Global Moot Court Championship, besting both Oxford and Cambridge. The ACLJ is located on Regent's campus in Virginia Beach, Virginia, offering students an unprecedented opportunity to work on landmark Supreme Court cases through our association. Real-world training by real-world lawyers for today's unprecedented challenges. Come and study law where the law began. For information, go to regent.edu/law. That's regent.edu/law.
Stand, which our band here, Jay Sekulow Live Band, put together in to be part of this package of the book that we've got out. So when you get the ebook, you're getting the song. And in fact, when you get the paperback, there's a way for you to get it as well. It's all part of the same purchase price. So we've got a book out because we want it. We are the first voice on the rise of ISIS, a threat we can't ignore. So these are, we were working on this, as you know, and because of your support of the ACLJ, we were able to spend 4 weeks in Oxford putting all of this together. And then we came back, and then David French and Jordan and everybody, the whole team, and David really edited everything together and added some personal stuff. Jordan, of course, studied this at Georgetown, put his input on this, and Skip Ash, and we put together what I think is, without a doubt, and obviously a lot of you do as well, and we'll talk about that in a moment, an incredible book, so you understand exactly what the threat is, what we can do to respond to it, and who we're fighting. So it's called Rise of ISIS, A Threat We Can't Ignore, and it's available on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and Apple iBooks. Now, here's the thing. We want this on the top of these lists, these bestseller lists, and Jordan will tell you in a moment why. But let me give, David will give you a current status, and then I'm going to ask everyone that's listening to this broadcast to take some direct action, because we'll play about a minute or so of the song in a few minutes here when we set this up, and that's when I want you going to these sites and ordering this book. Go ahead, David.
Jay, there's been enormous momentum. I mean, look at this. We are number one right now on Barnes & Noble paperback. We are number four at Barnes & Noble overall of their top 100 books, number four. On the Amazon nonfiction and the ebooks, we are number 11 right now, but yesterday we peaked at number three. Those were amazing responses for one day of a campaign, and that's beating out bestseller after bestseller after bestseller that people have heard about and read about and talked about all over this country.
So, folks, Jordan's going to go. I want him to lay out for you again why we're doing this. We want your voice heard. That's our voice. Together, we're going to make a huge impact. We're about to be in a war with these people, which we should be. But this is going to be the real deal. Now, I don't know how the president's going to handle it. We'll be able to deal with that tomorrow. I don't like what I'm hearing from the CNN leaks that are coming out. But having said that, the rise of ISIS right now, let me repeat it again, David. So we're number one on Barnes & Noble paperback right now. You can pre-order. And by the way, you can order multiple copies for your friends. We need you to pre-order. It's very, very important. So currently, number one, Barnes & Noble paperback. Number four, Barnes & Noble overall for Barnes & Noble. Number 11 on Amazon nonfiction for their e-books.
That's right.
Right. So we want, and if you've got e-readers, if you've got a Kindle or a Nook, we really encourage you to do that as well. So this is the reason, folks. This is a campaign for us because we want all of our voices collectively heard through the book that we put together called Rise of ISIS. And Jordan said yesterday on the air why it's so important. I want him to say it again. Then we're going to take more of your calls after the. I'm going to play a little bit of the song in a minute here. But Jordan, I think lay out again why it is so vitally critical for everyone right now to go ahead and pre-order this book. You could do it again on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Apple, iTunes, paperback, or the e-readers. And we encourage you, if you've got an e-reader, get it there. That really will have an impact right away. Go ahead, Jordan.
Well, I mean, first, the most important is to get themselves educated. So, of course, you want to know more about ISIS than just what you see in cable news or what you see in 5-minute sound bites or even, you know, in a newspaper article. You want to get a bigger picture and our view of it instead of getting a liberal bent newspaper view of ISIS. So kind of this no holds bar approach to the truth about this organization, this terror group, which has established this Islamic caliphate, and not a watered down view that assists politicians on one side or the other, which a lot of these articles do in the news. Let's be honest about that. They try to play down the power of people like al-Baghdadi, or now he calls himself, you know, a caliph, and they try to play that down. We put it out there for you. But second is that if you agree with our viewpoints, more so than not, and you support the basis of the American Center for Law and Justice and the expert teams that we've put together here, you can actually be a part of the New York Times having to review and edit this. They're going to have to read this book. And the Washington Post and your local newspapers are all going to have to write about this book if it gets into the top list of the New York Times bestsellers. And right now we're on track. So I want everybody to think about it that way, as not just to educate yourself. So we're not just saying, hey, buy this book so you are educated, but to kind of educate the country, to make the elite, the liberal elite, have to sit down and put their eyes to paper here or their eyes to their e-reader and actually read this. And they will have to review it. And so, again, you can be influencing major media. They can't ignore bestsellers. So it's so important that you purchase a copy today.
All right, so folks, here's what we got. We're right now number one on Barnes & Noble paperback, number four on Barnes & Noble overall, number 11 on nonfiction on Amazon on ebooks. We were up at number three yesterday. We want to get it back in the momentum here. So I'm going to play a minute of the song. When you buy the book, by the way, you're getting the song. When we're doing this for this next minute, you go ahead and go to those sites. You can go to riseofisis.com, and it all links right there, or you could go right to Amazon, Barnes & Noble, or Apple iBooks and get it that way. We want you to do it right now. All right, folks, so you got some time there. You got a sense of the song. You got a sense of the book, Rise of ISIS. Let's go ahead and take a phone call at 1-800-684-3110. But again, let's keep pushing the book out. Very important. Then we've got information about so it's coming out again on what the president's about to say. But let's go ahead and take a phone call here.
Michael's calling in from Texas Online, too. Michael, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live. You're on the air.
Hi, Michael.
Hey. Hey, Jay, thanks for taking the call. Appreciate it. I love what you guys do.
Thanks.
Hey, I realize this is probably more complex and it's going to take more time than what you have, but I don't understand, and you heard it in the opening, both from the president and Biden, or Kerry, why is this administration, headed by Obama, constantly on the offense or just acting as an apologist for Muslim and everything Islam?
Well, I can't disagree with you. I'm going to play for you what he said this morning. I mean, I'll actually play another one he said back a couple of days ago. This is number 15. I mean, I don't understand this either, but this is what they're saying.
The face of Islam is not the nihilists who know only how to destroy, not to build. It's not masked cowards whose actions are an ugly insult to the peaceful religion that they violate every single day with their barbarity and whose fundamental principles they insult with their actions. The real face of Islam is a peaceful religion based on the dignity of all human beings.
Will that person please stand up? And please, who is this person? Maybe there's one that John Kerry is talking about. And this is what's so absurd. David, very quickly here, your reaction to this.
I mean, what is he, a theologian?
A vice theologian in chief.
I mean, this is absurd. Look, the Islamic State is grabbing recruits from all over the Islamic world based on a theological Muslim argument.
Yeah, and they're getting them from the United States as well, and don't forget that. Okay, so here's what we've got, folks. We'll check again to see what our status is with these various sites. Jordan's going to give you the reason why in a moment, but here's where we were. We were number one in Barnes & Noble on paperback, number four Barnes & Noble overall, number 11 Amazon on their on your Kindle in nonfiction. We want to make sure we hit these lists. So you can go to riseofisis.com. There'll be an email also coming out, and riseofisis.com is our site we've set up where you can order it, or you can go directly to those sites as well. riseofisis.com is an easy way, but the book title is Rise of ISIS, A Threat We Can't Ignore. Jordan, again, is telling you why it's so critical that we do this.
Part one is to get yourself educated, as we've talked about on the show today. You know, the idea that we are headed towards a conflict, and we're already in an airstrike campaign. The president's going to be speaking tonight. This is going to be something you got to learn about so you know this new enemy. But part two, why we're doing this campaign for the book, we've never done this before, is to force the eyes of the liberal elite. You force the eyes of the journalists, the newspaper, the editorial boards, the book reviewers from places like the New York Times, the Washington Post, and throughout the country. They can't ignore the book if it's on the bestsellers list. So let's make sure they've got to read this as well. And that's why it's so important that you purchase this book, Amazon, Barnes & Noble, or iBooks.
The American Center for Law and Justice is on the front lines, holding the Internal Revenue Service accountable for a targeting scheme aimed at conservative and Tea Party groups. The ACLJ represents 41 organizations in 22 states in the largest lawsuit against the IRS on behalf of targeted Americans. Now it is time for the story to be told. The ACLJ has put together a short movie telling the story and explaining the high stakes of our fight against IRS abuse. ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow sat down with Senators Ted Cruz and Rand Paul, Dr. Ben Carson, and many national leaders to tell this critical story. You can watch this movie free of charge. Go online to download this powerful new film, Tax Invasion, at aclj.org. That's aclj.org. It's the greatest jihadist threat the world has ever seen. ISIS, the Islamic State, is launching a worldwide attack. Their strategy? Beheadings, crucifixions, mass executions, and a wave of anti-Christian abuse that's been called the worst religious persecution since the Holocaust. In a new book, ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow and his Law of War team examine the rise of ISIS, how this terrorist group fits within the world of other groups, and more importantly, what can be done about it. Also included, a powerful new song, Where I Stand by the J. Sekulow Band. It's called The Rise of ISIS. A must-read as America faces new and dangerous threats. Help us sound the alarm. We must get the nation's attention, the government's attention. Help us spread the word. Buy the book, read it, and tell your friends. You can order the book right now online at riseofisis.com. That's riseofisis.com. Order now.
We've got the book. It's called Rise of ISIS, A Threat We Can't Ignore. That song is Where I Stand. When you order the book, you're getting the song with it. So that's part of it. So I want to say to you right now, again, we are monitoring this very carefully. We were number one on Barnes & Noble. We are right now number one Barnes & Noble paperback, number four Barnes & Noble overall, number 11 on Amazon nonfiction for the Kindle. If you've got a Kindle or you've got a Nook or whatever it might be, order that right now. Go to those sites or riseofisis.com. You can link right to them. Or you can also buy the paperback. You're pre-ordering it, and you can buy multiple copies, get it to your friends. Jordan gave you the reason earlier. We'll get back into that in a moment. But let's go ahead and take some phone calls. But, folks, we really want to have an impact, especially as we may be in a war with people. We need to know who they are, what we're fighting, and how we should be doing this. The book, Rise of ISIS, A Threat We Can't Ignore, really lays that out. Let's go ahead and take another phone call.
Yep, right to the phones we go. Let's go to Basil in California on line four. He's from Lebanon. Basil, welcome to J. Sekulow Live. You're on the air.
Hi, Basil.
How are you, sir?
Good.
I am so excited about your zeal, both of you.
Thank you.
I just want to speak from an experience.
Sure.
I've been a Christian in Lebanon since I was six.
Yes, sir.
And I served in the Lebanese forces by force. Because of my belief in Christ, I wanted to switch, so I did go with the Red Cross.
Right.
And then I joined the International Red Cross, and I was a liaison with the league, Norwegian League, in Lebanon. Whoever tells you that the negotiation with Muslims or any organization from Islam is very good, he's lying to you. I studied Islam because of the city where I lived.
Sure.
And even... if you go back to Muhammad, Muhammad did exactly the same thing what they're doing now. Whoever tells you that Islam itself, religion, is a peaceful religion, he is face-to-face lying to you.
Well, here's
the religion of Islam based on the force and killing to make you like them. There's no other way to be a Muslim unless you become by force.
So, all right, so here's the thing, Basil. I'm glad you're on the phone here because this is important for everyone to hear. You're going to hear this rhetoric, we are hearing it already, about how we can negotiate. Now, when we were in Oxford this summer, a guy that is very well-respected professor, an expert on this area, but when it came to ISIS, he said, look, there is no negotiation. This is a guy that's believes you can work a lot of things out. He said, with ISIS, you have to crush them. You can't negotiate with them. You have to crush them. Do you take that same position?
I take the same position as a worldly position. But as a Christian brother, you have to remember, how can you win these Muslims? How can you win these people?
Oh, absolutely. You got to change hearts. And listen, the ultimate victory and power is the proclamation of the gospel of Jesus Christ, period. There is no question there. But right now, we've got a threat that I don't think we need to be managing, as the president says. We need to be eliminating. David?
Yeah, that's absolutely right. I mean, we're in a situation right now where ISIS won't permit any proclamation of any other belief other than what they believe.
Even their view of Islam, for that matter. I mean, they're taking... But the guy's declared himself the caliph, the caliphate. This is the establishment of a caliphate. Is huge in proportion.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, this is a huge moment in the Muslim world to actually try to create a nation state in the strategic heart of the Middle East, led by a caliph for the first time since the Ottoman Empire fell. This is a huge moment.
Now, Jordan, you're going to have a speech tonight right where you are in Washington, D.C. Congress is going to be negotiating. There'll be discussions. There may even be a vote. What do you anticipate?
You know, I think the president has an uphill battle. We talked about this a couple weeks ago, actually, that, you know, this was the time when America was united to take action. Now that the president has waited, and, you know, again, you know, we're going to hear a speech tonight. We're already being told that this speech is going to be low on specifics, so we're not going to learn a lot new. Most of it has been leaked out, it seems like, before the speech. You never know, you could be surprised, but most of it's been leaked out. And what we're hearing is, you know, this three-stage plan. The latest twist has been a request to arm the rebel groups in Syria under Title 10 authority of the U.S. Code. The question is, you know, I think Congress is going to be very weary of that. I think it's going to be tough to get that through the House of Representatives because these rebel groups, like David said, they sold off James Foley, so they're selling Americans to be beheaded. That's a moderate Muslim rebel group, by the way, Sunni Muslim
rebel group. And they sold Sotloff. I mean, this is the moderates. They sold Sotloff.
Yeah, they're selling people off, and we don't know how many they're selling.
Yeah, so let's
give
them money.
Last caller worked for the Red Cross. There's a lot of those people, too, who have been captured by these groups. So, honestly, just remember, the moderate groups also were kidnapping Americans, selling them to the terror
right.
group, and we're going to expect this group to go kill ISIS for us. What do they become after that, by the way? They become ISIS Part 2. They become their own Islamic State.
All right, so, folks, here's what we've got. We've got a great book. We'll be taking more of your calls, by the way, at 1-800-684-3110. Remember, if you don't get the full hour of the broadcast, you do on SiriusXM and a number of other stations, simply go over to ACLJ.org. We're streaming it live there, and we'll be taking your calls at 800-684-3110. If you want to take a stand against ISIS, there's another way to do it, too, and also to protect Christians in the region. We've got a petition that's up at ACLJ.org, or sign your name to it at 1-877-989-2255 to take a stand for those Christians being persecuted by these groups. So there's a couple of action points here. One is go to ACLJ.org or call us at 877-989-2255 to add your name to this petition at ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. Now, we're going to take more of your phone calls when we come back from the break at 1-800-684-3110. Now, let me reset with this on where we are, and then we're going to again give everybody an update. We've got a challenge out here, folks, to keep and get this book on the bestseller list so that our voice is heard. Jordan's going to lay out the reason in a moment, but David's going to go over it. You don't get instant updates on these, unfortunately. We were laughing saying this like technology from the 1980s here, but we can only go with what the latest information we have. Here's how the book Rise of ISIS, A Threat We Can't Ignore, is doing right now.
It's doing incredible. Number 4 overall at BarnesandNoble.com. Number 1 paperback book at BarnesandNoble.com. Number 11 nonfiction at Amazon in the Kindle store, but it peaked at number 3 last night, and we can get back there again.
All right, so folks, Jordan's going to lay it out for you, but I need everyone that is listening to this broadcast to take action. Go to riseofisis.com, riseofisis.com, and it shows you the links, or you can go right to Amazon, just type in Rise of ISIS. You can get the paperback version pre-ordered, or the e-reader for your Kindle or your Nook, whatever you might have. Very important. Get your friends to do it. Share this information on Facebook and like it. And Jordan's going to, again, tell you why it is so critical.
Folks, it's critical because it will force, again, it will force the liberals, the left, the writers, those major news publications like the New York Times to read this. They've got to do book reviews of books that make it into these top bestseller lists. So let's keep the momentum going. Not only educate ourselves, which is the priority here, but also really force the hand of the liberal establishment, force the hand of the liberal media elite, because they can't ignore books that are on their own bestseller list. So they will have to read not only our opinion, but what we think needs to be done about the Islamic State. So go to Amazon or go to Barnes & Noble or go to iTunes and purchase Rise of ISIS, A Threat We Can't Ignore. And you'll be doing more than just educating yourself. You'll be educating the whole country.
In a new book, ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow and his Law of War team examine the rise of ISIS, how this terrorist group fits within the world of other groups, and more importantly, what can be done about it. It's called The Rise of ISIS, a must-read as America faces new and dangerous threats. You can order the book right now online at riseofisis.com. That's riseofisis.com. Order now.
Freedom.
yes, everyone. 1-800-684-3110. We're going to take your calls in a moment here. The book is Rise of ISIS, A Threat We Can't Ignore. The president speaking out tonight. We're concerned about where it's going. This is it's a pretty significant time, and our book is the most timely. We were able to write this because of you when we were over in Oxford. And it's available on Kindle. It's available on, if you have a Nook, from Barnes & Noble. It's also now, you can pre-order it on paperback. And as of a little while ago, we were number one on the Barnes & Noble chart. So, again, we're taking your calls at 800-684-3110. If you want a link to it, you can go to get the information. We really want you to get the book. Just go over to riseofisis.com. That's the site we set up. And, Jordan, let's take a phone call.
Yep, right to the phones we go. And let's go to Satine calling from Utah. Has been holding on line five, yep, as opposed to so what we're saying. So we want to take those calls as well. Satine, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Satine.
How are you?
Good. You're on the air.
Hi, so do I talk now?
Yes, you're on the air, live.
Okay. So my concern and my comment for this is that you guys are pretty much making the argument that ISIS is a massive terrorist organization that is probably going to get to us, which is absolutely true. Obama does need to take action against ISIS to contain it. It does jeopardize our interest in the Middle East, especially with Iran, especially since we're already going through a diplomatic form of sanctions attacking our economy as opposed to putting troops on the ground and going to war. Uh-huh. But I don't agree with the statement that Obama's on an apology tour for Muslims.
You say that again really clear. Slow down a little bit, Satine, because I can't understand what you're saying. The last part, say it over, please.
I just disagree with the kind of the energy and the vibe that I'm getting from this. You know, I've been listening to this for an hour and a half now.
You haven't been listening to us an hour and a half. I've only been on the air for 34 minutes.
So, Obama's on.
Yeah, you know, explain to me what you're complaining about, because that doesn't make any sense. We're just saying what the facts are. The president is going to speak tonight. They're already leaking it to CNN. Go ahead. Finish up.
Yes. No, I'm aware of that. That's true. You guys, someone mentioned that Muhammad was originally a terrorist like 5 minutes ago.
No, he didn't. Yeah, the guy said that. Yeah, the caller said that.
Yeah. I don't know. And
Okay.
Making stuff up. I really do. I'm going to jump in here because we're wasting our time. Satine, you're probably someone from the left. You tried to read some scripts, say, stop calling President Obama Muslim or something like that.
We didn't call him
like
a Muslim. We don't,
You got really off track, and you're just spinning, and so it's a waste of our broadcast. So, again, that's why we try to take the opposed calls. A lot of times the opposed calls are bad setup calls. Be more prepared if you're going to disagree with us.
Yeah, at least be prepared to be opposed. 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. Okay, quickly here before we take a break. So the president's at least what's being leaked to CNN, David, as you're reading it, what's your assessment of it? It's not going to be this.
My assessment is, in one word, is disaster. A complete disaster. I mean, he is talking about arming and training the moderate Muslim rebels in Syria. Where are those people? Because let's not forget, the Sotloff family came out just yesterday and explained that he was Stephen Sotloff, an American, was captured by these quote-unquote moderates and sold for $50,000 to ISIS for a beheading. So I don't have the slightest trust that the Obama administration can properly vet the Syrian rebels. We need to engage ISIS directly.
Well, and I think that's exactly what's going to happen, Jordan, in Washington. Again, let everybody know why we need you to take action here is to get this book so we can make the elites read it and deal with the facts.
That's right. We want to get this book into the hands of those who listen. I mean, they don't want to hear this information. They don't want to listen to this information. They certainly don't want to read it. But when you make their bestseller list, guess what they have to do? They have to pay attention to it. They have to write book reviews about it. They actually have to read The Rise of ISIS. So you're helping us make sure that it's not just you who are getting educated, but it's the media influencers of the country, the liberal elite media folks. They have to read it if you make their bestseller list. So go to Amazon.com or go to BarnesandNoble.com or go to iTunes and purchase Rise of ISIS today.
It's the greatest jihadist threat the world has ever seen. ISIS, the Islamic State, is launching a worldwide attack. Their strategy? Beheadings, crucifixions, mass executions, and a wave of anti-Christian abuse that's been called the worst religious persecution since the Holocaust. In a new book, ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow and his Law of War team examine the rise of ISIS, how this terrorist group fits within the world of other groups, and more importantly, what can be done about it. Also included, a powerful new song, Where I Stand, by the Jay Sekulow Band. It's called The Rise of ISIS, a must-read as America faces new and dangerous threats. Help us sound the alarm. We must get the nation's attention, the government's attention. Help us spread the word. Buy the book, read it, and tell your friends. You can order the book right now online at riseofisis.com. That's riseofisis.com. Order now. The American Center for Law and Justice is on the front lines, holding the Internal Revenue Service accountable for a targeting scheme aimed at conservative and Tea Party groups. The ACLJ represents 41 organizations in 22 states in the largest lawsuit against the IRS on behalf of targeted Americans. Now it is time for the story to be told. The ACLJ has put together a short movie telling the story and explaining the high stakes of our fight against IRS abuse. ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow sat down with Senators Ted Cruz and Rand Paul, Dr. Ben Carson, and many national leaders to tell this critical story. You can watch this movie free of charge. Go online to download this powerful new film, Tax Invasion, at aclj.org. That's aclj.org.
Yes, everyone. Where I Stand is the song. It comes with the book, Rise of ISIS, A Threat We Can't Ignore. We're encouraging you to get it. I want to play a soundbite for you from the Sotloff family spokesperson to Anderson Cooper on CNN. Now, I want David to set it up a little bit. The president is talking, at least according to CNN, about funding the Syrian moderates. And here's you'll hear from the spokesperson in a moment, but let David set it up first, because David served in Iraq. He knows what we're dealing with here. He's a judge advocate general. He's still in the United States Army. He's a major. But let's go ahead, set that up, and then I want to play the bite.
Yeah, for a long time now, we've been hearing from people in Washington that the solution to the problem in Syria are these quote-unquote moderate Syrian rebels, that there's a group of rebels that we can support that will defeat Assad, defeat ISIS, and create an allied country in the Middle East. So this soundbite tells you what you need to know about these so-called moderates.
Number 28.
Stephen was sold at the border.
He was sold at the border.
Yes, we believe that these so-called moderate rebels that people want us, our administration, to support. One of them sold him probably for something between $25,000 and $50,000 to ISIS, and that was the reason that he was captured.
So let's really arm the moderates. Because, Jordan, the reality is, and I know there's a lot of this discussion in Washington right now, and I know you all are on top of it, Than is as well, but this is could be a disaster if this happens.
Yeah, I mean, again, defining who these moderates are, what makes them a moderate, what, because they get financial support from Saudi Arabian kings? I mean, that the royal family there, this is, again, absurd. The administration, again, they take a long time to come up with strategies. I mean, you know, we're now getting to a night, maybe tonight we're going to get a strategy from the Obama administration. But it doesn't matter if you take a long time if you don't do your research. So, and the correct research. And so if it's just a bunch of, you took a long time because you have campaign people putting together the right words that you want to communicate tonight in your speech instead of the actual research. If that is correct, and let's assume that's correct, then this should not even be on the table. Arming them. And who does that mean? Who's the head? I would like to know that. Who is the head of this? Who are their advisors? Because these general terms of we're going to give this to this, you know, the moderate Sunni rebels. How about a list of 20 people? Who are the 20 top leaders of that? And can the president tell us about those? I don't think he could.
All right, we're taking your calls at 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. Lindsey Graham said this also about the president's hesitation here. That hesitation has created some of this problem. Let's go ahead and play that. Why is the president being so hesitant? Is it because it's not complying with his narrative?
Well, number one, it's never good when your president gets to the left of an Oxford University.
There you go.
That's never good.
Right.
I think I really believe that the reason he's so reluctant to admit the level of threat and you can't negotiate with these guys, you've got to defeat them, is because it would be the biggest admission of all that his foreign policy has failed. Every bet he's made has gone bad, and this was all preventable. For him to recognize the threat today that this is a terrorist army that represents a threat to the homeland would mean he'd have to admit his strategy didn't work. Well, you know what? That's okay to admit your strategy didn't work. What's not okay is to minimize the threat to the homeland.
Well, that was when we spoke to Lindsey Graham just days ago. Let's go ahead and make a take another phone call here, 1-800-684-3110.
Yep, right back to the phones we go. Let's go to Mike in Michigan on line four. Mike, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Mike.
Hey, good afternoon. My comment is kind of, I'll try to be as concise as possible,
yep.
But in 2007, this particular senator from Illinois introduced a bill called the Global Poverty Act of 2007.
Yeah.
And that, I believe, put his agenda completely on the table. I think you don't get to be president for being unintelligent.
Yeah.
And the fruit that we're seeing of all of his decisions is destruction. And if you look at that particular bill, I don't think it's accidental. And
I've said it. It sounds like you've listened to this program. I've said it. This is his worldview. I mean, the president and what Lindsey Graham just said is right. The narrative is out there. The narrative didn't work, but that was the narrative. And therefore, change the narrative, and the president is basically saying, no, I'm not going to change the narrative. And that's the problem here. Go ahead, David.
Yeah, there is the Baghdad bureau chief for the New York Times just put something up on the internet. He's not a conservative.
Yeah, right.
It said that he ignored what was happening in Iraq because, quote, it conflicted with their narrative.
There you go, folks. That's why impact can happen. So here's what we're going to do. I'm going to play the 4 minutes of the song. We'll take more of your calls at 800-684-3110. I'm going to play the song right now. You go to riseofisis.com. Get it down there. You can go ahead and order it. It's a pre-order, folks. So Barnes & Noble doesn't have it yet. You're ordering it now to get it delivered in October. But we want it on that bestsellers list. Jordan, again, I'm going to play the song for you. It's about 3.5-4 minutes here. Go to those websites. Again, riseofisis.com. Here we go.
And what is now has been before. Over and
here to not only educate yourself about the threat of the Islamic State, but to educate really the whole country. And why do we say that? Why can I say that? Well, because if we make the bestsellers list on New York Times and Washington Post, and you know that list goes on, newspapers across the country, the influencers of the liberal media who don't have to ever watch Fox News, they don't ever have to turn on this radio broadcast. But if you make their top 20 of their books, guess what they've got to do? Their top 10 of their books, their bestseller list, they've got to read it. And then they've got to review it. So by purchasing this book, The Rise of ISIS, A Threat We Can't Ignore, folks, you can either go to Amazon.com, you can go to BarnesandNoble.com, you can do it from iTunes and purchase the book through there, through any of your Apple devices. Also, by purchasing Rise of ISIS, you're influencing the whole country. And people who may always ignore the conservative viewpoint when it comes to radio or television, they can't ignore it when you're on their bestseller list. So let's make sure those New York Times editors, they've got to read Rise of ISIS. That'll be because of your purchases, and you can go right now, Amazon, Barnes & Noble, or iTunes.
This is Jay Sekulow, Chief Counsel for the ACLJ. The battle to defend our religious freedom is being fought in courtrooms at the highest level. The need for exceptionally trained lawyers to protect our future is vital. Regent University School of Law is the nation's preeminent Christian law program for anyone considering a career in law today. ABA-accredited Regent Law ranks top 10 in the nation in faculty, according to the Princeton Review. With over 66 awards, Regent also placed in the top two in the Oxford University Global Moot Court Championship, besting both Oxford and Cambridge. The ACLJ is located on Regent's campus in Virginia Beach, Virginia, offering students an unprecedented opportunity to work on landmark Supreme Court cases through our association. Real-world training by real-world lawyers for today's unprecedented challenges. Come and study law where the law began. For information, go to regent.edu/law. That's regent.edu/law.
It's the greatest jihadist threat the world has ever seen. ISIS, the Islamic State, is launching a worldwide attack. Their strategy, beheadings, crucifixions, mass executions, and a wave of anti-Christian abuse that's been called the worst religious persecution since the Holocaust. In a new book, ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow and his Law of War team examine the rise of ISIS, how this terrorist group fits within the world of other groups, and more importantly, what can be done about it. Also included, a powerful new song, Where I Stand, by the Jay Sekulow Band. It's called The Rise of ISIS, a must-read as America faces new and dangerous threats. Help us sound the alarm. We must get the nation's attention, the government's attention. Help us spread the word. Buy the book, read it, and tell your friends. You can order the book right now online at riseofisis.com. That's riseofisis.com. Order now.
Now my heart is crying. Deep beneath our voices lying. I can't stand to see this evil anymore.
Folks, tonight at 9 p.m. Eastern Time, President Obama will address the nation on the Islamic State. Not very JV of them, is it? When the president has now got to do a primetime address about the threat that they pose. You think he's eating his own words and really maybe coming to reality of the threat? I mean, that's possible here. You know, taking them from something he brushed off as a JV threat to a primetime threat. But also, how scary is that, folks? I mean, this is a pretty scary change. You know, we've been talking about the threat of ISIS. We've got a new book out about the rise of ISIS, a threat that we can't ignore. But the president's taken them from brushing them aside to prime time. So it's a big difference in obviously the way he's thinking about it, or he's at least trying to make it look like he's thinking about it. The poll numbers for the president, and this is certainly not all about poll numbers, but the poll numbers for the president are horrendous. He's got the lowest polling ever when it comes to foreign policy of his presidency. He's hit the lowest marks he's ever hit before, where basically only 40% of the country agrees with the direction he's taking us when it comes to foreign policy. I encourage you folks, if you want to really impact this situation, and you can, yourself can get educated. We've never asked you to do this before. Go purchase the book Rise of ISIS. All the ways to purchase it are online at Rise of ISIS. That's riseofisis.com. Amazon.com. And if you go there, if you want to purchase on Amazon, if you want to purchase the ebook or the paperback or at Amazon or Barnes & Noble or through iTunes, it's all available right there. So that's a great website to go, that page, because it's got links to all three. Maybe you've got an iPad, but your family member's got a Kindle, or you want to get the paperback version of it as well. Go to riseofisis.com and purchase that book today.
I just got a call from one of our guys that's handling the book and you know, deals with the publishers. And Simon Schuster, Howard Books, done a great job. The whole team there has. Everybody's excited, and there's a lot of good news coming here. So, folks, do what Jordan said. RiseOfISIS.com. Get that. If you got a Kindle or a Nook, you get it that way or not. You're pre-ordering. It's all pre-orders, but it all counts, and that's the key here. And then the paperback will be coming out in a mid-month October, but you can pre-order it now, and this way you make that list. Let's go ahead and take Mike calling from line six. Hi, Mike.
Hey, Jay. How you guys
Good.
Doing? God bless you guys.
Yes, sir.
You know, I'm tired of hearing that this guy is a smart man. He's not.
You're talking about the president?
When all your policies fail, that's not a good thing. So, but it just what blows my mind away is like him and Bush had the same intel, and you look at the pulling out of Iraq. George Bush in his speech 2007, addressing the liberals, he has every point by point correct.
Let me play it for you. Our team pulled it up. Here it is from President Bush. This is July 12th, 2007.
I know some in Washington would like us to start leaving Iraq now. To begin withdrawing before our commanders tell us we are ready would be dangerous for Iraq, for the region, and for the United States. It would mean surrendering the future of Iraq to Al-Qaeda. It would mean that we'd be risking mass killings on a horrific scale. Right. It would mean we allow the terrorists to establish a safe haven in Iraq to replace the one they lost in Afghanistan. It may be increasing the probability that American troops would have to return at some later date to confront an enemy that is even more dangerous.
You know, I'm not going to say it, but I'm going to say it. The president of the United States, George W. Bush, prophetic and absolutely correct. I mean, it's like Jeremiah prophesying here. I mean, this is, Mike, so you're right. We agree with you. And David, you witnessed this because you were there in the surge. And this is exactly, it is coming out to script. And what I don't understand is the president knows the narrative is not working. Change the narrative. What Lindsey Graham says, the narrative doesn't work. Change the narrative. Change the policy. So far, that doesn't seem to be the case.
He cannot and will not change his narrative because it would mean altering fundamentals about his worldview. It would mean altering fundamentals about what he believes about the region, what he believes about the United States, and most importantly, what he believes about himself.
All right, let's go ahead and take another phone call here, Jordan.
Folks, we'll go right to the phones again. Let's go to Rick in New York on line one. Rick, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live. Thanks for holding.
Hi, Rick.
Thank you. The thought that the Islamists will establish a state which other countries will eventually recognize has to be preempted. We have to draw a line in the sand to the other countries that are itching to recognize whatever it's called, caliphate or something. Qatar is supposedly funding ISIS.
Yeah, I mean, we're tight on time here, but we are concerned about that too. Jordan, you mentioned the Qatari connection, and this is something we're concerned about.
Absolutely. And the idea here, again, this is what makes us concerned about the rebels that the president is going to talk about tonight arming. Who are they? I mean, you know, the Islamic State's not the only Islamist in Syria.
Right.
They may be the most extreme. They may be the ones that have really pointed the finger at the United States. And certainly they've done that by beheading two Americans and their new strategy and their more kind of global recruitment strategy. But most of the opposition in Syria has Islamist elements in it. It's Sunni versus Shia. I mean, this is sectarian conflict, but also Islamist conflict. And so the idea here is by aiding one, you're saying, okay, I'm gonna put my lot in with the Sunni rebels who are fighting the Hezbollah-backed rebels from Assad. And so, again, this is exactly why the president didn't do this initially, because they're concerned about who would they be benefiting. And right now you can think about, I mean, you'd be benefiting, you could absolutely end up benefiting Islamists, benefiting the persecutors by doing this move.
All right, Damien is on the call, line five from Chicago. You're on the air. Damien, go ahead.
Yes. Good morning, gentlemen.
Thank you.
Thank you for your call.
Sure.
I just wanted to throw it out there. There's a lot of political correct terminology spinning right. around in the mainstream media today about this thing called radical and moderate Islam, and I want to throw it out there. There is no such thing as moderate or radical Islam. Islam is Islam.
Well, so to the jihadists, remember this. To the jihadists, and I'm going to ask David there because he served over there. To the jihadists, the moderate is not a Muslim. So
right.
right. So if you're looking it through the eyes of the enemy, if you're not them, you're not a Muslim.
Look, here's what I experienced in Iraq. And I'm not going to say this is universal, but this is what I experienced. And that is the more religious the person was that we interacted with, yeah. the more likely they were to be a jihadist. Period. End of discussion.
Some have said the difference between a moderate and a jihadist is patience. I mean, there's a lot of differences there. But there are voices within Islam that are supposedly moderating here. I'm just not hearing from them, or certainly not hearing from any of them, that the Muslim world, the jihadists would consider, or I should say the caliph, would consider actually Muslim. Now, folks, as we go to the end of this broadcast, let's continue this momentum. Jordan's laying out for you the cause again. It's riseofisis.com. You can get the information right there. But this is a critical time.
Absolutely, folks. Go to riseofisis.com. You can purchase the book there from Amazon. You can purchase it on paperback. You can purchase it for your Kindle. You can purchase it through iTunes for your iPad or iPhone. You can also purchase it at Barnes & Noble for your Nook or the paperback there. So three different ways to purchase it and two different versions. All are very important. Let's make this book a bestseller so that the liberal elite, those New York Times book reviewers, let me tell you, they don't want to have to read a book by Jay Sekulow, but they'll be forced to if it's in their top 10 bestsellers. And they're going to have to review that book. And that'll be because of you. We can't do this on our own. You've got to purchase the book. Go to Rise of ISIS, that's ISIS.com, and purchase the book now. Pre-order either through Amazon, Barnes & Noble, or iTunes. RiseofISIS.com. Force the liberal elite to read our book.
In a new book, ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow and his Law of War team examine the rise of ISIS, how this terrorist group fits within the world of other groups, and more importantly, what can be done about it. It's called The Rise of ISIS, a must-read as America faces new and dangerous threats. You can order the book right now online at riseofisis.com. That's riseofisis.com. Order now.